when I see nowadays reactions in the former Yugoslavia, a lot of denial about the crimes committed, a lot of still nationalism and politizations of everything which led to the creation of the tribunal. If somebody is convicted in The Hague, you will have one group being very happy, the other one very unhappy. You know, seeing posters in the region declaring Karadzic a hero, or when I see a few months ago one of the convicted war criminals was released after having served two-thirds of his sentence. He was taken to Serbia by a government plane with two government ministers being present, and it was considered as a great day for Serbia. So the point I want to make is that obviously we have not been able to convince people in the region that persons indicted and convicted by the tribunal are not heroes, but war criminals.
In some ways, it's been a failure in terms of peace and reconciliation.
I would say perhaps we could have done better in terms of communication. Perhaps the fact that we were so much remote geographically from the region affected had a negative impact. So I think better explaining what we are doing would have been better. Your question about reconciliation is a different one. You know, I'm getting very often this question if I think that we had a positive impact on reconciliation or even a negative one. And my answer is always to say, well, a tribunal, accountability, convictions can in itself not lead to reconciliation. Reconciliation is a process which has to come from within a society, victims communities, perpetrators communities, and responsible political leadership. And this is one of the big problems. But I'm absolutely convinced that accountability is a starting point to give reconciliation a chance. So it is a starting point, but in itself not enough to lead to reconciliation.
So what next for the ICTY?
We are still waiting for a number of decisions. The most important one in relation to General Mladic. His trial should end this summer. We are expecting a judgment somewhere later next year. We consider Karadzic and Mladic being the architects of the majority of crimes committed in Bosnia-Herzegovina, but this decision and the appeals decisions in December next year will be the last decisions taken within the context of ICTY. Our tribunal will then close its doors.